Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, shout outs to everybody and on the East Coast and Central. You guys have moved on into Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Congratulations for you. Shout outs to everybody on the West Coast. Shout outs to everybody out West. Much love. We got listeners from all over the place, okay? Got people streaming on the freeradio.com app, listening in from Tokyo, Japan. I love it. Shout outs to all my friends up in Canada and Toronto. It's great to hear from you. It's good to be back. I was on vacation last week, and we have had a hell of a three-hour show to get started. We got plenty to discuss to get through this last hour before I roll out. A big shout out to my main man, Dave, who's helping to run this show. Thank you to Stu, help put the show together. We got plenty to discuss. If you don't know by now, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. And I am going to be chatted up with each and every single one of you. We know Patrick Mahomes. Big news today, $500 million football player. We know. We had a discussion about Cam Newton. I wanted to give my thoughts on that. I was out last week. Real simple. I think it's a good look for Belichick. He has three options at quarterback, and he can put out the guy who he think is not going to suck. Hopefully, Cam Newton actually gets an opportunity to play, because as we will discuss, the NFL Players Association believes that they should pretty much wipe out the entire preseason. So we'll talk about that in this hour as well. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball. They have released their schedule, but something that has made the phone lines just blow up and be on fire, something that has made producer Dave just, really work tonight, and shout outs to producer Dave, he's doing an amazing job, is this conversation around the Redskins, the Indians. And we have folks who are calling up and mentioning, when is too far too far? When do we become too politically correct as a society, as a nation? Where do we draw the line? You know, the president of the United States pretty much chimed in today, even though in 2013 he said the president should have better things to do than talk about the name change. And here, this is what he did in 2020. Look, at the end of the day, where do you draw the line? You draw the line at racism. It's simple. I'll say it again. Where do you draw the line? You draw the line at racism. If a group of people feels offended by what's said, it's not up to you to decide and say, oh, well, you'll be okay. Oh, well, it was meant to honor you. Oh, well, why? What are you good? We're just going to keep changing stuff. It's not your call. Be empathetic. I know it's difficult for some folks, but try it. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. We got a lot of callers who have a lot of thoughts. I'm going to ask everyone. I want to get as many people on as possible. Just please go ahead and let me know what you're thinking. Get right into it. Our line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by GEICO. Did you know, right now, GEICO's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? Did you know that? That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to GEICO.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and get things going with Daniel in Houston. Daniel, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, JR. Hey, I hope you, the family, everybody's doing well, the crew, everybody. Awesome show. Great to bring up these topics.
Thank you.
Look, change it or don't change it. I mean, if it's offensive to someone, change it. I'm fine with that. It doesn't bother me. And I'm a white American male. I'm fine with it. If it's offensive to you, let's just move on. I'm great with that. Even like the Houston Astros here, no one's been to the moon, but, you know, a few people. But there's a point where you got to say, hey, you know, if it's offensive to you and it does seem like racism, and I completely agree with you, let's get rid of it. Let's be done with it.
All right. Thank you, Daniel, for calling up from Houston. I like that analogy. It's like, hey, we got the Astros. Nobody's been to Houston. So, or the moon. Let's just wait on the moon people to be offended. Okay, let's wait on the moon people to be offended. And it's not about picking and choosing and saying one person raised their hand in the back of the classroom and they were offended. No, this is a whole group. This is history. This is in the books. Bill from Oregon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Bill, please go on ahead.
Hey, JR. I don't know why this is such a hard decision to make. I grew up my whole life in Oregon, which can basically be referred to as the deep south of the West Coast. In 1987, I went to high school, Cleveland High School in Portland, Oregon. In 1987, my high school changed its mascot from the Cleveland Indians to the Cleveland Warriors, did away with the Indian logo, and brought in like a 18th century knight to represent the high school because it was offensive to the small, very small, it was an all-white high school for the most part, to the very small number of Native Americans who went to that high school. I don't understand why a $1 billion owner with all his advisors can't figure this out and make the change.
Yeah, well, it's clear, Bill. He didn't care. He didn't care until the problem hit his wallet, and that's the issue. It's like, what do you have pride in? Where's the pride? You have pride in the fact that, you know, hey, we've offended someone for so long, we can keep on doing it. Well, that doesn't seem like pride to me. It sounds like ignorance. Keith from New Orleans, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please, go on ahead, Keith.
Hey, buddy. This is what I want to say. This has been a long time coming because it had to take George Floyd's death to give this thing a charge for the Redskins. And forgive me for using that name. But it should have happened years ago when these folks were fighting and fighting and fighting the owner. And he stood tall and said, no, I'm not going to change the name. It is what it is. That's what I'm going to do. But take for instance, like my local affiliate here on your network, we still got people calling in talking about they're disrespecting the flag. After Drew Brees did what he did and apologized and committed money for social injustice, they still calling and saying, oh, they disrespecting the flag and I'm not going to go to the game. I'm not going to watch the game.
Yeah.
They still don't get it.
Yeah, no.
They still don't get it. It's been made known. It's costing millions and millions of dollars, and they're still calling the local affiliate saying, they disrespected the flag. That's
well,
not what
Keith,
it's about. The
well,
Native Keith. Americans been fighting and fighting and fighting. They've been alone. And now, unfortunately, it took a man's death for them to piggyback off of Black Lives Matter to get done what needed to be done years ago.
Yeah, I hear you, Keith. And listen, I appreciate you for calling up from New Orleans. You don't have to apologize for saying George Floyd's name. You don't have to apologize for that at all. You stated facts. We had to move into a space here in 2020 where folks are not distracted, where you can't go to a movie, where you can't watch sports, where you're in your house and you have to sit and ferment about what's going on in the world. It took all of this for the realization and to help just move change, to help precipitate change. It took this. And it's only because of money. Let me tell you, if we can say that the Redskins had to have quote unquote conversations over the past several weeks, well, they wouldn't have any of these conversations if they didn't feel that. Guess what? They were coming up next. Who got next? You. And what happened? Oh, yeah. FedEx says, yeah, it's time to change the name. Nike says, we ain't selling your stuff. Walmart says, we're going to pull your gear. That's what it took for Dan Snyder, who said, I ain't never changing the name. That's what it took for him to do so? This is not clarity for me where a lot of people's values have stood or the values that they stand on. We pretty much knew it. The value is in green. Ron is calling up from Atlanta. Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm here. Please go ahead, Ron.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sorry. What I was calling to ask you about was, what did you think about the Braves name? Because the way I understood the Braves name was because it was a more of a warrior title that was given to Native Americans. And, you know, I'm just trying to understand a little bit better and where the line is drawn between which names are offensive and which ones aren't. And
Ron, I don't know when you were able to tune in, but I pretty much made that point clear. I basically told you when the line is drawn, when it's something is racist. And on the other hand, in the other side of that, I'm not Native American. I am going to venture and say that if you have a group of people who feel that a name is offensive and you have an uprising or thoughts against it, then that's maybe something that you should look into and consider. So when it boils down to the Braves, I'm based here in Atlanta, and I have heard from local Native American leaders who don't find the name Braves to be offensive. That's not to say that you're going to reach every Native American and everyone is going to have a pure consensus as to what's offensive. But I think what you do is you take the overall consensus of how people feel. So for me personally, I could tell you right now, Ron, I don't give a damn what any sports team is called. You can switch up the names today. This is not reality. This is not going to happen. But I don't have an attachment to any of these teams. If you change the name, we got ridiculous names. It doesn't matter for teams. It doesn't matter to arenas. I don't care. You know what matters to me? I like the game. I want to see the game. I mean, how many ridiculous arenas do you step into? I mean, we got a team out here named the Cleveland Browns, named after the owner of a team. How creative, Browns. And what do they run? I mean, they've gotten poop jokes forever. We got Sleep Train Arena, the KFC Yum Center, the Richmond Spiders. I mean, we can go on and on and on, professional, pro, minor. It's just their names. I don't care. So when you want to tell me about where do we draw the line for something that's offensive, just change the damn name. Just get off of what's politically correct. Just stop being racist. It's simple. Roll Dog is calling up from Atlanta. Roll Dog, please go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, shout out to Rocket Mortgage, man. I just closed on my house June the 5th. Rocket Mortgage did a heck of a job. I told you a long time ago, man, back when you first hit the airwaves, that Cam Newton was going to the Patriots. I told you that. I predicted that. And as far as this, what we're talking about with this name change, man, we sometimes you have to walk in other folks' shoes and look back in the 30s and 40s and when white America was great, you can leave the doors open. Man, those guys were living high on the hog, man. But with the event of social media, the small man, the small voices, the minorities, we can be heard now. And folks need to get with that truck driver, man. You need to understand that the what my man sung about, change gonna come, it's here now. Change the name. Have a good one, bro.
All right, thank you. Shout-outs to Roll Dog for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, it's real simple. You know, let me tell you something. You can either grow and change. You can have an understanding of what's going on. Or you get left behind. It's like watering a plant. It's like anything else. Every living creature has a life cycle. You go through a period of growth. And if you're not growing, I hate to tell you, you're going in the opposite direction. You can atrophy. You can wither away. You can go away. You can die. Try to grow for as long as you can. Try to learn. Try to be on that side of the curve. And so where do we draw the line with team names? Where do we draw the line? When are we too over? When is it too much about being politically correct? Just stop with the politically correct. Just don't be racist. It's real simple. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we've been talking about a lot. We've been talking about NFL name changes. We've been talking about Major League Baseball name changes. We've been talking about Cam Newton to the New England Patriots and Patrick Mahomes and his new $500 million contract. But the reality is, these are all sloppy comebacks. The leagues are still trying to figure out how they can play these games, especially in an unstable, just health point for society. How are they going to do it? Major League Baseball released their schedule. We're going to talk about it. But how are they going to get this done? How is the NBA going to come back when they have to close facilities? How is Major League Baseball going to do it? How are NFL training camps going to open in two more weeks? We're going to talk about the schedules for sports returning when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, a little smooth Snoop Dogg there. Let's talk about timeless, someone who you talk about changes. This guy's changed quite a bit over the years, going through different iterations and is still around. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shout outs to everybody who called up. We had a lot of callers on these potential name changes to the Redskins and the Indians. But before I roll out, you know, I got 40 more minutes here with you on CBS Sports Radio until I come back tomorrow night. And I wanted to talk about some of the other big issues in sports. We spoke about Patrick Mahomes. We spent some time talking about Cam Newton. Obviously, the potential name changes to the Indians or of the Indians and the Washington Redskins. But we also, later on or earlier this evening, we found out more about Major League Baseball. We have a little bit more clarity as it relates to their schedule. We have an opening day. We know which teams are going to be participating, but is it the best move? At the same time, we have a lot of players who are not necessarily comfortable with the restart of the season. First of all, let me tell you about what this quote-unquote opening day is going to look like for a blink and you'll miss it Major League Baseball season in 2020, okay? The Washington Nationals, they're going to host the New York Yankees in the first game of the season. That goes down July 23rd. That's going to be an early evening game. The night game is going to be the San Francisco Giants. They are going to L.A., and they're going to face off against the Dodgers. Excuse me. The next day, the 24th, we're going to have 14 more games, and we're off. That's basically what this Major League Baseball season is going to say. We have a couple of more landmark days. Jackie Robinson Day, which is generally April 15th, is going to be held on August 28th. That's to honor the date that Martin Luther King led the March on Washington. And it's also the same date the Dodgers owner, Branch Rickey, talked to Jackie in 1945 about potentially playing in the major leagues. The 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues is going to be celebrated on August 16th, and Roberto Clemente Day will take place towards the season's conclusion on September 9th. And we know this season is a consolation prize. I could pretty much look at this whole year and go, you know, let's just do the Little League World Series instead. It's like you're going to hand out a World Series trophy for a mini tournament. I don't even think this is a possibility, I don't know, in some of these video games. I don't think you can do this in Major League Baseball, the show. Go out and have a 60-game season. Maybe you can. I haven't played that game in a long-ass time. But the fact is, it's a sham of a season. It's unfortunate. And I don't know if it's quote-unquote best-case scenario. We certainly didn't get best-case scenario where we had to listen to the owners and Rob Manfred and the players just bitch, moan, and complain in public for months when they tried to come to a conclusion to actually have baseball. It was ugly. And it hasn't been a pretty situation when you think about Major League Baseball's return. I mean, since players have showed back up to their cities for camp, we're having issues with the testing. Sean Doolittle of the defending champion Washington Nationals, he's pretty much made it clear. He's like, listen, you know, I got tested. I haven't even got my damn results back yet. We're supposed to play baseball? We have Freddie Freeman amongst multiple players who have tested positive. And now you have Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves who says, hey, I'm not playing. I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna take a year off. We have facilities that are closing. We know that their cases are spiking in certain parts of the United States of America. Joey Gallo tests positive for COVID-19. So whether you're displaying symptoms, whether you are not, even in the NBA, we have facilities, the Bucks, who are probably favorites out of the East, or one of the favorites to potentially go to the NBA Finals. They closed their facility. They're supposed to be flying down to Orlando into the bubble soon. We have players who might play, may not play, Bradley Beal. So there's still a whole lot up in the air. The NFL Players Association, you know, they pretty much are voting and saying, yo, we don't think it's worth it to play any preseason games. So it's a tricky spot. There's no easy path towards sports restarting. It's real simple if you want to think about individual sports. But even in that case, we've had cases or positive cases of coronavirus. It's something that we have to get used to. But obviously, you want to mitigate the issue. You want to bring it down. You want to lower the risk. We've seen what happens in tennis. Tiafoe tests positive. Djokovic tests positive. Okay, we want to go over towards golf. We have caddies. I mean, this is just what it is. So everybody wants to trudge along, and I understand it, in the best way possible in hopes that they don't have an outbreak. No issues. Now we got MLS teams who are just like, oh, we're not going to play in the tournament. We just got to drop out. It's not safe. It's not a good idea. And speaking about Sean Doolittle, who plays for Washington, World Series champs, it's kind of even hard to say that they're defending World Series champs because this year is going to be like whoever gets hot will probably win the World Series trophy. Dave Martinez, the manager, you know, he's pretty much said he's concerned about the health of the players and his coaches. Listen up.
I don't want to get sick. And I think the players understand that not just about them, but it's about their teammates, their family, coaching staff, you know, everybody. So, you know, we're in this for everybody. So hopefully they're doing the right things. You know, I can't put eyes on them when they leave the ballpark, but I think these guys understand what we're all facing, and they want to work, and they don't want to get sick.
Yeah, they don't want to get sick, and he understands it. I mean, Carlos Correa, he plays for Houston. And he's just like, hey, I'm not having my model wife. Listen, she has to not go to the salon. You know, I'm trying to stay healthy here. She can't go anywhere. She can't do stuff like that until the season is over. But not every player is going to be that judicious. Not everybody's going to have that foresight. I mean, even if you think about college football, college athletics, that's a whole mess by itself. I don't know how you do that. Conference to conference, school to school, state to state. Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, you know, he has his own thoughts. I mean, at least he has the benefit of the doubt, but he has ideas to not even play this year. Listen,
I think the people who say it's not doable are in my opinion, just don't want to think about it. I just think it would be wrong of us to take any potential option off the table right now. And I think it would be very difficult to say that the spring's not a potential option. And I for one believe it's very doable.
Yeah. I mean, look, the NBA, why is the NBA coming back? Money. Don't want to lose any more money. Why is Major League Baseball playing? Because they didn't want to pay the players more money, but they didn't want to lose a lot either. Why is the NFL coming back? Money. So in the college football, if college football has the opportunity to, you're damn right, they would consider spring. I don't know if it's going to make sense. I don't know if they'll be able to do it. God knows what campuses are going to look like in several months. This is just a crapshoot. Everything we got to do, we got to take it day by day. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In light of what's going on in Major League Baseball, if you were a player, you got guys like Mike Trout, highest paid player in Major League Baseball. It's just like, yeah, I don't know if I'm all that comfortable in playing. A lot of players are saying I'm not comfortable. Nick Markakis is the latest to say I'm not. If you were a baseball player and you didn't necessarily, quote unquote, have to worry about money, would you go play? It's real simple. Matter of fact, we got John here from Toronto. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Major League Baseball and its return?
Hey, before I get into that, I just wanted to say you're an awesome, awesome host, buddy. Good young talent, and very lucky to have you.
Well, thank you, John. I'll make sure I send this to the boss, okay? Give you commission.
Raise the salary a little bit, you know? You deserve it.
Yeah, tell him. Thank you.
Well, about the sports question, it is without any doubt, I would have zero hesitation, or very close to zero hesitation. Not zero, there's never zero, but very close to zero hesitation. We know there's certain things we don't know about this virus, and there's certain things we do know about this virus at this point. And we know, for a statistical fact, that the risk among people in the age group of who play sports is close to zero. The chances of somebody not even dying, that's even lower. But if even ending up in a serious hospitalization, based on stats of young people, I'm not talking about all people, I'm talking about young people, is lower than the seasonal flu, literally, significantly lower than the seasonal flu. They have a higher chance of dying in a car accident, statistically, this is not my opinion, it's not ideology, it's a fact, of driving back and forth to the stadium every day, which is also a very low chance, than of having a serious illness or death from corona. So knowing that, I would definitely come back. It is a bit of a concern for the handful of older coaches or other people who are come close by. So for those people, they have to definitely wear the best quality PPE or participate from a distance. But whether you can do sports or not or have college or not, it's driving me crazy. We've had so many conversations about this corona that have not centered on, like, what are the actual 100% facts in all of their context, the risky facts and also the reassuring facts. And it's a fact that young people are at lower risk than the seasonal flu. And therefore, I would have almost no hesitation, and I would come back, and I think it will be so great for the country. Everyone will promote, if they do it the right way, will promote their positive cause. Teamwork and camaraderie will be established, and that's why we love sports, so many fans, right? The competition, okay. But the seeing people from different backgrounds and different races and different religions, put all that aside, it's such a beautiful thing for society. So I would come back for that reason and for the social reason, and it's low risk.
Okay. All right, John, I appreciate you for calling up from Toronto. But one thing that we can't omit here, and it was a byline in what you said, is that, yeah, the handful of old folks. Well, yeah, the death rates may be low, but we don't want nobody to die. And I'd venture to say that, yeah, we can't omit the hundreds of thousands of people who have died already. And I don't want to just call them just a handful. A little too much. You know, let's ask Alvin Gentry or Mike D'Antoni or anyone who happens to be on the older side. You know, look, Dusty Baker has made it clear. He's just like, okay, well, this is interesting. Let me tell you what I don't want to do. Let me tell you what this sports broadcaster doesn't want to do. I do not want to sit here several months from now. And granted, I know people personally that I'm extremely close to who have died to COVID-19. I don't want to sit here months from now and talk about XYZ player or manager. You know, I was in NBA TV studios getting ready to go on air with Channing Frye when Rudy Gobert tested positive, when Donovan Mitchell tested positive, when the NBA shut their season down. I was sitting there getting ready to work, and there were a lot of unknowns as to what testing positive meant at that point in time. Do we have more information? Yes. Are there more statistics and stats available? Yes. But a statistic, it doesn't necessarily add up to or can be lost to what an actual human life is. And I think that's something we have to pay close attention to. It's not necessarily about the athletes. It's about the people around them. It's about their family. It's about their friends. It's about their parents, their grandparents. We're going to continue this conversation. Margaret, I see you in Virginia. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm getting ready to roll on out. Summertime. Maybe you heard that song over the weekend. I hope whatever you were doing over the 4th of July weekend, I hope you had a good one. I kept it quiet. Kept it real quiet. But before I get ready to roll out, I want to continue on your phone calls here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Major League Baseball. They've announced the schedule for their 60-game season. What exactly does that mean? Can we play games? Are we even going to have test results that are done in an expedited fashion to get the players on the field? I mean, we've heard stories just today about teams just taking a test more than a week ago and still not having the results. How is this supposed to ensure that games are being played safely? That these athletes are going out and participating in a game that's keeping their well-being as well as the well-being of their family members in a solid spot? We don't. So we still have a lot of question marks here. They can agree to play 60 games. The NFL can say we're still going to have training camp in about 2 weeks. The NBA can still go on and play in a bubble. But let me tell you, this is all day by day by day. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the return of Major League Baseball? Okay, let me talk to Margaret real quick. She's been extremely patient. Margaret, you're on CBS Sports Radio calling up from Virginia, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Margaret?
Hey, JR, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Margaret. Appreciate you.
And in terms of Major League Baseball, frankly, I don't think they should return. If I were a player or a player's wife, would I believe that Major League Baseball can keep this person, my husband, the father, safe from COVID? And that would be no. I look at Ryan Zimmerman. He's got a, you know, he has a four-week-old child. He opted out. Max Scherzer, I believe, has two little girls, 1 and 3. And if I were his wife, you know, would I just say, oh, okay, fine, come home? When there's no way I know if he has the COVID or not. Anywhere you go in a place that aggregates people, you're susceptible. Major League Baseball can't protect you. Now the scientists are saying, well, you just have to breathe the air. Unfortunately, I think the world is going to be like this. I'm 68 years old, and I've seen a lot, but I don't think that anybody can get back to normal until we have some sort of vaccine or effective treatment. And just because you're, 27, 30 years old, and an athlete in great physical health, that doesn't mean that when you get that virus inside of you, it isn't going to start attacking your veins, your heart. It doesn't matter how healthy you are. Look at the Broadway star that was 40 years old that died. I mean, you know, you can't be a couch potato to end up on Broadway.
Right. There's no solid answers here across the board, Margaret. But you pretty much said it. It's we can't ignore the fact that regardless of how people feel or what they say or what they feel numbers say, that people are getting sick. And unfortunately, people are dying. And there are things, and all you got to do is go to Texas. Go look at what's going on in Texas. Go ask folks up in the Northeast, go to Florida. You know, it's apparent what has happened. And it's regardless of where their death rate is or how many people, just, you know, let's not overlook people being sick and then not knowing what happens when you get sick. Nobody wants to deal with that. And Margaret, I appreciate you for calling up from Virginia. You call up anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we look at a world-class athlete like Von Miller. And granted, he's a world-class athlete. He's battled asthma for the majority of his life. And he says, you know, this thing kicked my ass. Mark from San Diego, you're on CBS Sports Radio. If you were a baseball player, would you feel comfortable playing?
No, not a chance. It's just us thinking that baseball is going to start up again and keep going is delusional. That's what happened with Memorial Day. That's what's going to happen when the numbers spike after this weekend. I know we want it, but it's just not going to happen because people are going to die and it's going to all stop. And I know we want baseball. I know we want diversion, but part of the problem that this country has, we're the richest country in the world, the supposedly the best medical system in the world, and we've got a quarter of the cases and the majority of the deaths. It's just not working, and we got to get smart. And no, I would not come back, and I don't think it's going to make it even through 80 games. I doubt if it's going to make it through 30 games.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Appreciate you for calling up from San Diego. Mark, I hope you're wrong, but here's the thing. Nobody has an answer. We know where the potential or where things can go. We know where we don't want them to go. And I certainly don't want it to go in that direction by any stretch of the imagination. It's crazy. Look, nobody has all of the answers as to when sports comes back. Nobody does. I mean, we hear the stories about the NBA and heading into a bubble. We hear about NFL. This moves also into flu season. I'm sure we're going to have lots of confusion as it relates to there. I mean, this is 2020 in a nutshell. It's unpredictable. You know, so I have no idea. And this is an NFL problem. You know, if the NFL Players Association is basically saying, we want to wipe out the entire preseason. Whoa, what does that mean to the quality of play that we're going to see out on the field? Go look at the San Francisco Giants in baseball. Pablo Sandoval has had a weight problem forever. I don't know. Pablo Sandoval was probably round when he was a child. But he's a professional athlete. And whether he was at the facility or not, or at spring training or not, this dude has been big and small and back and forth and everything in between for as long as I can remember. You don't think that across all of these sports, across the NFL, where weight is an issue for a lot of people, offensive line, defensive line, shoot, I'd venture to tell you, yeah, there are wide receivers who have issues with keeping weight, okay? You don't think that it's in the best interest of some of these players to have a training camp, to have a preseason? There's a reason it's had. It's to get these players in shape. Okay, learn the playbook, yes. But to prepare your body for the beating and the abuse that it is to take for the season. So if we don't have forget training camp, if we don't have preseason games, damn it, I guess the coaches are going to try to ride these players for as much as they can. And I'm not in full confidence that if we do have an NFL season, that I'm hoping we don't see more injuries. I'm hoping we don't see catastrophic injuries. I hope we don't see soft muscle injuries. I hope we don't see just broken bones. I hope the injury rate does not go up and through the roof. But that's all a reality. And that's part of the plan. Look, we know why they're playing. They're playing not to lose money. And if you can play and you can do it safely, by all means, go on ahead. No one has full assurances of that, though. Every single league, every single team is preparing with an understanding that players will test positive, as they have. And you could hope, best case scenario, that no one involved in any of these leagues has to pay the price with their life. People have been doing it all over the country. And these aren't folks who make millions of dollars. These aren't professional athletes. These aren't people who are going out and risking and saying, oh, I'm just going to collect my paycheck, playing the game, and go home, try to do it safely. We have people who go to work, who have had no choice but to go to work, and have put their behinds on the lines and don't make that money. So I'm not going to say one life is more valuable than the next or the other, but it'd be a damn shame if I and others had to have that conversation here in public. Because every single one of those quote-unquote statistics and numbers that we've seen, those are real people right there. And so it's an odd world as 2020 continues to roll through. It's been a pleasure to come back and come back off of vacation and chat it up with you all here tonight. I will be back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big shout out to Dave and Stu and Ryan for helping to put this show together. You can find me while I'm gone. It's real simple. At JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Tomorrow night, we're going to chat it up with Bob Arum. Yes, owner and founder of Top Rank Boxing, represents some of the top boxers in the world. Okay, including Tyson Fury, including a growing Shakur Stevenson, who we will also talk to relatively soon. So we have a lot to discuss with Bob Arum tomorrow night. The McCourty twins will be coming later on in the week. Good old JR for all of my professional wrestling fans. We're going to talk to Jim Ross. We got a lot of interviews coming on up here on the JR Sport Brief Show. So it's good to be back from vacation. It's good to chat it up with all of you. I look forward to rocking with you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next is Amy Lawrence. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. Right now, you are listening to CBS Sports Radio. Later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.